San Francisco. Damn, guys, the great grunge soul singer Kurt Cobain died 30 years ago. Can you believe it?
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, Dede Damn here for San Francisco Damn. This is your show for a Friday, April 5th, 2024. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Newbies, regular listeners, you have the best taste in podcast. And of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday cheerins wherever you are in the world today. I hope you are having a beautiful birthday. Let's get right into it. As I am recording your show, it is a sunny day. It is breezy. It is opening day for the San Francisco Giants. And just so you know, we are having an election year in San Fran. Fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname. Mayor London Breed wants to have four more years of running San Fran Fentanyl. That means she will have been mayor almost 10 years if she gets reelected. I frankly hope that doesn't happen. What can I say? I don't think much of what she does are her original ideas. I don't like how she handled the junkie apocalypse. As a matter of fact, she ushered it in San Francisco. That happened March 2020, where she made this big announcement saying anybody with a tent could shelter in place on the sidewalks of San Francisco. The tent junkie apocalypse. That's why I'm salty about this. Heffa. Now, today is the day that Kurt Cobain, the king of the grunge, I think he's more king of the grunge than Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam. Kurt Cobain, some say he was murdered. Some say he committed suicide. I remain a big fan. I love Kurt Cobain. I cried when he died. I like artists that are expressive. I like male artists that are vulnerable. I'm a Stevie Wonder fan girl. Stevie Wonder's my favorite artist. I love Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. I really like male artists, although I'm a womanist, because I was socialized as a girl in a matriarchy, which in America is a failed patriarchy. So I was surrounded by women, bossed around by women, and I had an absentee dad. I know I'm not going to get into my background, but I have to share this because it is realistic to talk about your background as an artist. So I had a father after the divorce who chose to be financially, physically, and emotionally unavailable. In the 90s, late 80s, that's when I was expressing myself very deeply as an artist here in San Fran Fentanyl. I was like a performance art starlet. I did dozens of one-woman sort of psychodramatic stage plays. I love psychodrama. That's taking your life and making art out of it, which is why I really love Kurt Cobain, because he would express himself in a vulnerable way. He seemed to be, I'm not going to say he's a womanist, because that would be writing for black women and black kids. And I'm not going to say he was a feminist. He was like a humanist. And as a matter of fact, I saw his last San Francisco performance in 1993. And that's back in the day that if you had on like a belt, something punk rock, like a studded belt or a studded bracelet, they made you take them off. So there was a big box of everybody's like punk rock accessories. And because I was socialized in a matriarchy, I didn't listen to music that was misogynist. So I stepped off of most rap, male rap around the 90s. So instead of listening to, I can't tell you one Wu-Tang Clan song. I can't tell you very many Tupac songs. I stepped off of rap. Let's see, when The Chronic came out, that's when I was done. Like when I saw this misogyny, because rap, you see, started, modern rap started in 1979. It was family friendly music where multiple generations would go roller skating and listen to rap songs, Sugar Hill Gang, etc. They weren't using the N-word. They weren't calling women B's or H's. Family friendly. And then all of a sudden, here comes Dr. Dre. Now, 2 Live Crew, they have this song called Me So Horny. I consider that satire. But when Dr. Dre and N.W.A. came on the scene, I did a detour. And I just was always an original new waver anyway. I love my Talking Heads, Human League, Laurie Anderson, B-52s, Grace Jones. So I just delved deeper and deeper into music that wasn't misogynist. frankly. So I would listen to the rap music of hip hop, of Salt-N-Pepa, Missy Elliott. But I left black male rap alone for the most part. Like, I loved 2 Live Crew. They were jokey, but then I had to set them down too. So instead of listening to black American male rap, due to the misogyny, the colorism, anti-family crap, I was listening to Duran Duran, Depeche Mode. Oh, I love Depeche Mode. The new wave that I mentioned, including Gary Numan, my favorite new wave. Love Gary Numan. Met him 3 or 4 times. And Kurt Cobain. Also, Kurt Cobain, in a way, reminded me of John Lennon and The Doors, Jim Morrison. They do this screamy, like primal soul screamy music. Jim Morrison was a great soul singer. John Lennon could do soul music too. And of course, Stevie Wonder. I mean, he's the most emotionally intelligent male artist there is. And I remember the day he died, that April 5th, back in the 90s. He had a drug overdose in Rome before that. And I remember telling Richard, my late great husband, I looked at Richard and I said, he's going to end up killing himself. And there was a video of Courtney Love at his side when they're taking him out of the Rome hotel on a stretcher. She was like, tore up. It's not looking good. And not long after that, here comes the news. I just cried all day. I couldn't believe it. By the way, my favorite Nirvana song is Lithium. I love his lyrics, his soul, his expression, artistic expression. My heart goes out to his daughter. His daughter is so emotionally intelligent. He has one child. Her name is Frances Bean. This girl is sharp. She had this long Instagram post, which I don't go to Instagram. I saw a screenshot. She was talking about grieving her father. And she said her heart goes out to other people who are grieving. How's that for emotional intelligence? She said she wished she could have met her father. Her father took himself off the planet when she was 1 year old. Who does that? So let's give a thought to the soul of Kurt Cobain. One moment, please. Stevie, don't do that. I'm talking to Stevie Wonderful the Cat. Steve, please don't do that. Steven. And I want to say that cats are not like women. Cats are like men. Women are like dogs. Sometimes people say, oh, the crazy cat ladies, da-da-da-da. No. Women like cats because cats are like men. Cats do what the hell they want. They will ignore you unless they want something. You could be crying their name all night and day. Come here. Except for Stevie Wonderful, the cat. He's a special cat. But most cats will ignore you unless they want to get pet it or something to eat. Other than that, they're on their own. Doesn't that sound like a man? Now, women are like dogs. I've said this before. Men are not like dogs. Women are. You could take a stick and break a dog's back. It's going to come back licking your hand. You could break the dog's leg. He's going to come limping and whimpering for more love. Isn't that like a lot of women who are gluttons for abuse, domestic abuse and stuff like that? So no. Cats are not like women. Cats are like men. Now, I read an interesting mail from this, I'm on an email list. This woman, her name is Lovey, African woman who lives in America. She wrote something that was interesting to me. She wrote that people like trying to humble black women, especially black women artists. I have to agree. I'm noticing how they're trying to humble Beyonce. And I've spoken about this here before, and I made 2 podcasts about the gatekeeping of country music, picking on her in any possible way. Now, she is cosplaying as a country singer. Big deal. Kardashians cosplay as black women. Black women are highly imitated. Big lips, big booties. Who has the biggest lips and biggest butts in America? Black women. Now, all women of all races want to have big lips and big butts. Where did they get that from? My people. Beyonce has a long, straight blonde hair. I noticed the gatekeeping of blonde hair only goes towards black women. Asian women get their eyes cut. Asian women bleach their hair. Hispanic women bleaching their skin, wearing blonde hair. Arab women getting their nose fixed, wearing blonde hair. All these non-white women are wearing blonde hair. Who gets the biggest heat? Black women. Why? Now, this is where we go back to trying to humble. This is trying to gatekeep femininity from black women. Now, you could wear your hair however you want, but they're trying to say blonde is for us, but not for black women. Oh, but it's for Asian women, Hispanic women, Arab women. Those other women are blonde, and you don't hear anybody talking about them, but dissing Beyonce about having blonde hair. Say, oh, she's bleaching her skin. Just say Beyonce is bleaching her skin. So do the white women. So do the Asian women. So do the Arab women. I mean, give me a break. Hispanic women, they're all bleaching their skin. This is all to humble black women and to denigrate our femininity that we're working with. Admire about Beyonce. She doesn't reply to any of the haters per se. She might sing. She had this song called, one moment, please. Steveland. Stevie, please stop that. Steve, don't do that. Thank you, honey. Beyonce has a song called You Won't Break My Soul, but she will not go on social media. It's nuts. The daughter, Blue Ivy, I remember this like it was yesterday. Her daughter's like 12 years old. When her daughter was born, people were dissing her daughter because her daughter had natural black hair and looks like her father. Beyonce didn't say anything. Jay-Z, her husband, didn't say anything. Okay. Now they're dissing Beyonce. You got blonde hair. You bleach your skin. Beyonce doesn't say anything. They keep trying to humble her. And the gatekeeping of country music is opening up a lot of people's eyes and their psyche to what's going on. I have to say this as a widow of a white man, a woman who spent most of her life living with a white man, around a lot of people in general are insecure, intimidated by nonconformist black women. And they want to shut us down when they don't want to shut down other races of women. Madonna came out with her music album. Madonna, remember Madonna had on the cowboy hat and the Star Spangled crap? And she had the song Music and Hollywood, and she had the acoustic guitar. I remember that. She didn't get called names or dissed and saying she's trying to be country. There was no gatekeeping of Madonna from country music. None. Why didn't they get on Madonna? Because she's white. Country music is supposed to be just for white people. It's like some black people. When Debbie Harry, back in the late 80s, early 90s, came out with the song Rapture, the rap song. My Freddie told me everybody's fly. DJ spinning the says, mama. Debbie Harry and rap song. And black people were mad. A lot of black people were mad. Oh my God. It was pre-internet, but in all the magazines, they were mad. Like this white woman coming in trying to take rap. Me, I thought it was cute. Problem with it because she wasn't a great rapper. It was like a little sing-songy thing, but she had the right to make this song. You cannot gatekeep music. The obvious humbling of black women, experimental, is opening up the eyes and the minds of a lot of people that are sitting there, hey, wait a minute. So Beyonce wants to wear a blonde wig. Is it everybody? Beyonce might be lightening her skin. Is it everybody? And I'm going to call it as I see it. It's cultural appreciation. It's not cultural appropriation. That term is only used to shut down black women's experimentation. I see it on the internet all the time. When a black woman has blonde hair, she's appropriating because they're trying to humble, gatekeep, and shut black women down. We're supposed to stay in a corner in a stereotypical way. They're happy. Asian women don't get called cultural appropriators when they wear blonde hair. A lot of Asians, are you kidding? All these streaked blonde Asian women with extensions and eye jobs in San Francisco. All these Hispanic women in San Francisco with blonde streaks. Nobody's saying that they're culturally appropriating. Why say it to black women? You know why. Stevie Wonderful, the cat. He's so beautiful. The amputee kitty who fell 80 feet off a roof is staring at me. I love you, sweetheart. He's the best cat ever. Guys, I have to make a video. He should have his own channel. He's the sweetest, sweetest cat ever. So, show was about my favorite artist, Kurt Cobain, his emotional intelligence, his premature death 30 years ago, his psychodramatic soul. It wasn't really grunge. It was psychodrama, how he sang. He had his own style. He was a great artist. May he rest in paradise. London Breed is up for re-election. I hope she doesn't win. Mark Farrell for mayor. Hey, that's me. I only speak for three people, me, myself, and I. I don't speak for all black people. Say the gatekeepers have been thwarted. It's not going to happen. You cannot gatekeep country music, and we couldn't gatekeep rap. And with that, as the sun shines in, and Stevie Wonderful the Kitty has given me that look of love, I will say thank you for listening, guys. And again, happy birthday to all of my birthday cheerings wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful birthday. This has been your show for Friday, April 5th, 2024. Thank you for being here, recommending, subscribing, and thinking of me. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.